Well, it's exactly now 10 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, rainy Thursday morning here in Johannesburg. But of course, our beloved, respected Honorable Fadhilatul Ustad, he is at the moment in Potgietersrus, known as Makupani, according to my beloved engineer. Well, let's cross over to our beloved Ustad early this Thursday morning, which is the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. Ustad, hope you are good, you are well. Hope the weather is wonderful, lovely there. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa'afat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 23 and verse number 73, that is Suratul Mu'minun. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, wa innaka latad'uhum ila siratim mustaqim. And you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you surely, latad'uhum, you are definitely inviting them. And it's a continuous process, ila siratim mustaqim, to the straight path. When one studies the noble Quran, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108, one will find Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qul, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Hadihi sabili, this is my way, this is my path, ad'u ilallah, I will invite towards Almighty Allah. Each one of us should ask ourselves, how many people are we inviting towards Almighty Allah, towards Islam, towards the teaching, preaching of the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is for the Nurani way and the way of Nur, radiance and effulgence, ala basiratin, with firm conviction. We must have that firm conviction that the only way for salvation, success, is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded us and expounded and taught to us by the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So invite one and all, Muslim, non-Muslim, ala basiratin ana wa manittaba'ani, I and those who follow me immaculately, that are the beloved Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master, peace be upon him, and for the Sahaba, the companions, as we say, for all of them, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, Almighty Allah is pleased with all of them. So that is the challenge we have to take up in this day and this age, when there is so much Islamophobia, that we should be giving the people the real way of Nur, chapter 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Habib Allah, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in this day and this age, secularism, capitalism, communism, socialism, Zionism, democracy, all these satanic systems, take them out and bring them to the new, the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So that is our challenge as well. Let us take you around the world and tell you what's really happening. Now there's rows and ructions and tension and conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran, America. You see, America plays the game. So American intelligence tells the Saudi intelligence that Iran is going to attack you. And Iran has said that Saudi Arabia is also one of the governments trying to destabilize Iran and financing it. And obviously with their covert activities and the Farsi, that is the Persian generals, they are giving them material support and so forth. That all this, you know, processions and all these things must go on against the government there in Iran. So again, that's a big story. If you just turn it the other way around, Saudis are one of the richest people in the world today, but no brains, you know. They can't even build a bomb. They can't even establish an army. They need Pakistan there. They need other countries there. And Iran just have to, and Iran knows this better than me, obviously, that they just have to target their water facilities, their dam facilities, and so forth and so on, and finish with Saudi Arabia. So remember, they don't have sufficient water there, and remember, their personnel and army are hopeless. When Murtad bin Shaitan, nobody told him to do this, he went to attack Yemen. So the Houthis came in, and they are financed by Iran and giving them a good run for their money. So it was a foolish move on Murtad bin Shaitan, on MBS part, remember that. Thereafter, we go to Rishi. Rishi is in big problems. So they say the UK, they lack pilots for the F-35 jets. Can you believe that? United Kingdom lacks pilots for their F-35 jets. So now maybe Richie Rich will get some Indian pilots, and then they will sort out their problems there. Then we go to America. America is always in big problem. You see, the previous administration, there was Trump, president, and his Secretary of State was who? Foreign Minister, meaning Mike Pompeo. Pompeo used to admit that how they used to lie and manipulate. So again, he's in big problem, Pompeo. Why? He broke the Fourth Amendment or the law and whatever of America against Julian Assange and so forth. So this is how Almighty Allah disgraces them, remember this, that they want to suppress the journalists and they want to suppress the truth and so forth. But always the truth will come out sooner or later. Then you see now BB-ism is back in Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime and terrorist regime. And first time in Israel's history, they're going to have such a far-right government. You know what that means? They are going to make life for the Palestinians horrible, terrible, worse than what it is. So the Haaretz carried a nice article, the Arabs are convenient scapegoats. So anyone comes, the Likud comes, the opposition comes, this one comes, always anything goes wrong, they will say the Palestinians. Because there the law in apartheid, terrorist, Nazi, Israel is. Every Palestinian is a terrorist, so you can shoot them, you can kill them, you can arrest them, you can do whatever you want to. Because Jutlas, the cursed nation, not chosen nation, are always right. That is how they operate there. And you can see that what is going on. You must be blind not to see that. Now let me tell you, Saudi Arabia and this apartheid regime Israel, how they fool the Muslims, you see. So now in this day and this age, you can just Google it and go to your news and see an Israeli athlete, listen carefully to what I'm saying, an Israeli athlete participates there in Saudi Arabia. Can you imagine this? So now they gave them flying space. You can fly over Saudi Arabia. You can fly over Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, wherever. And that is to El Al, the Israeli rogue regime's airline. Now their athletes are also invited. You can participate here in sporting activities in Saudi Arabia. This is how they fool the Ummah. So remember, Saudi has got first-class ties with the apartheid regime of Israel. They will support the Jutlas more then they support the Palestinians. That is MBS policy. And remember the other Arab Tempot dictators, you know that they have so many ties with the Israelis and so forth. Then I take you to 2-3 quick stories. Now you see one person, he was a sharpshooter. So he, on the Twitter and so forth, what he did, he had 3 policemen and 1 lady and 1 person there, blindfolded a lady, and these guys with their big guns, and said, look at what these Russians are doing through this Ukrainian lady. More than 100,000 people condemning the Russians. You are like this, you are war criminals, and you are this, and so forth. Then the brother said, sorry guys, that this is not Ukraine and Russia. This is Palestine and the rogue regime of Israel. The police you see there with the big guns, and the lady who is blindfolded is a Palestinian. Not one harami could answer. You see? That is what we say. You know what harami means? A B with a capital B. So that is what we're telling the world. Putin is a big harami, but he knows how to place his cards. So the Navy SEALs, they were training the Afghan guys. The Afghans are coming now into Russia. Invitation at the behest of who? Putin. And Putin says, come you Muslims, you stand with me. Let's take on the Americans. Let's take on Europe. Let's take on NATO. Let's take on apartheid Israel. Our Chechenian brothers say, Lepek, we're ready. Our brothers from Afghanistan say, Sadek, we're ready. We will take them on. You think these Jutlas and them can fight? They all can only fight when they find small children, when they find women, when they 10 against 1 and 5 against 1. So inshallah, Europe is going to experience a disaster this winter. Ukraine is already finished. Water shedding, load shedding, everything going on. Half or one third they don't have water. Half or one third they don't have electricity. Then we bring you to our beloved South Africa. So what's happening in South Africa? One of our sisters from Cape Town, she landed here in Joburg, and there was profiling because apparently it seems that you're a Muslim. They took her out and they said, you got the headscarf, and then they started feeling the head, feeling the body, the hair searching, hair searching. You got no right to do that. So what are they again targeting Muslims? So whenever you feel they're encroaching on our rights, well done to you, sister, for exposing them. We must always stand our ground, Ka'in and Mankan, whichever country we are in. You must remember when I went to the White House, so at United Nations, so the questions I asked them, they were very uncomfortable for them. So in America in 2000, so we must put them in their place wherever we are. Don't fear anybody. We fear Almighty Allah alone. Yesterday, mashallah, 2 o'clock we left Lanesia. 4 o'clock we were here in Bela Bela. Bela Bela means the hot springs, the hot water. Warm baths. And then Maulana Ibrahim Rawat was there. Allah Ta'ala reward him, his trustees, and Sheikh Yusuf is the other imam. And then I rested, mashallah, after Asr was supper by Muhammad Desai's place and Maghrib to Isha. Wonderful program in the masjid speaking about Iraq, the history, geography, contribution. And thereafter Isha, and then mashallah, my brother Munir, Moti Munir Nur Muhammad ye in Potis ye in Makupani, he sent his driver Tabang. So he came to fetch me, and then we arrived here at 9:45. So that's where I'm speaking to you from Brother Munir's place. Allah reward him, his wife, twins, mashallah, Abu Bakr Muhammad and Abu Bakr, and mashallah, his mother and family, Brother Nur Muhammad, all are here. So inshallah, we continue with the Q&A now.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, let's start with our beloved brother Logan. He says he's listening to you and he's greeting you, and he says that, will the war between Russia and Ukraine end? What do you think, what will be the result after that? Logan, Ustad.
Good morning to you, my brother Logan. We really appreciate it when you brothers, sisters wake up so early to listen to us and you lend us your ears, you know. You see, my brother, if you look at the political analyst in the world, So they have two, three different opinions. Some of them say World War III has started already with this conflict there in, you know, Ukraine and Russia and so forth. We all agree on this. It was a Russian invasion. But personally, it won't go to World War III. Why? Because there are too many powerful countries now. India, you must remember, is a nuclear state. Pakistan is a nuclear state. Israel, the apartheid haramis, they are a nuclear state. And the United Nations told them that they have to get rid of their nuclear and so forth. So therefore, now we in Africa, what it got to do with us? This is the white man's war. So they, the Americans and NATO, their agenda, Logan, was we're going to use Ukraine as a launching pad and we are going to make them into pieces and fragment them and cause disunity amongst them. But Putin was a big sharpshooter. So before they could attack him, so he went for the preemptive strike and he shook the whole of America. He shook the whole of Europe. Go look at their gas prices. Go look at their petrol prices. Go look at their electricity. They all are in huge, huge problems and so forth. Whether it's Britain, whether it's Europe, whether it's America. So for us, it's a very good thing, and especially for us as Muslims. Let the white men fight among themselves. The haramis, they cause so much harm to us Muslims. You can see yourself, my brother Logan, what is happening there in Iraq, what is happening in Afghanistan, what is happening in Palestine, Syria, Libya, all because of their invasions. So that is where we stand now. Pray for our country. That is what we say. Beautiful country. But now, here in Bela Bela, where I was yesterday, they have load shedding. The name is Warmbats, Wombats, Bela Bela. But they have water shedding. 2 hours, 1 hour, water comes and water don't come. Big problems they're having with water there. Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy for all of us.
Ameen. Water shedding. There's a listener from overseas that says that, Mufti Saab, when a lie is displayed on social media and we forward that lie to the public, are we sinful, Ustad?
See, there are two, three different issues. Number one is you know it's a lie, and then you forward it, then 100% you are guilty of that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You know it's a lie, and yet you go and spread it and so forth and so on. So you must remember, and you know that is an absolute lie, then that's a major, major sin, and you'll be punished in this world and hereafter. Yes, you make tawbah, you repent, you apologize, then it's a different story, one issue. Second issue is this, that if it's a war situation, so Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Harbu Khud'a. So remember, the war is deception also. So survival of the shrewdest. You go there, remember, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad, you will find the hadith, authentic hadith. So now, if I'm in Russia, and we are fighting Ukraine, or Ukraine, we're fighting Russia, whatever it is, and there is a propaganda war going, so that will be acceptable, remember this. Third one will be that you thought it is the truth, and subsequently, remember that it turned out to be lies, so then you must set the record straight and apologize, but you must say that was your assumption and that was your mistake and so forth, and read the dua. In Islam, if you send something out viral, then you have to apologize viral also. And if you send out something private, then you must apologize and make amends privately, and read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, Chapter 2, the longest surah and chapter in the Noble Quran. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Oh, beloved Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully or inadvertently and unintentionally.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, the listener says here that when my child was born, adhan was given in his right ear and iqama in the other. But because I am a revert, Ustad, my husband did the same to me. Why is this done, Ustad?
You must remember that your husband loves you too much. You're only supposed to be doing this for the children. But he said, my darling, my poppy, my sweetheart, I love you so much. Come here, let me give azan in your ears also. So that is not a sunnah, but he now out of his love for you, so he took Allah Ta'ala's name and so forth because he's a revert, so he's over enthusiastic and so forth. So that is what happened there. So never mind, both of you stand together, make dua. Which dua are you going to make, oh brother, oh sister, and you got your flower, your child? So read this one powerful, potent dua from the noble Quran, chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us as spouses, grant us as children, that are the coolness of the eyes. Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of coolness of the eyes? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, kulluhum fi ta'atillah. Husband looks at wife, wife looks at husband, parents look at children, children look at parents, all are engaged in the obedience of Almighty Allah, all are practicing according to the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ustaz, there's a family from Makupani, and they're saying that we want to invite Mufti Sahab for supper. Please, can we meet you in person, Ustaz?
So I'm in the masjid every Salat here now in Makupani. Supper, all that is all taken care of. You must remember that. So my host here, mashallah, is our brother Munir. So there, jazakallahu khairan. But maaf, we won't be able to come there. So everything is arranged with our brother Munir. And it is your people. I told them yesterday in Bella, Warambats, Wombats. Uh-huh. That I love to go to small towns. You know why? Uh-huh. Small town, they have big hearts, you know. The whole town comes together, the children and the men and the woman at home, and they're all listening on the Bilal receivers and so forth. So in that way, there for them is a big occasion, you know. They really welcome you because they don't have ulama coming there every week and every month. Once in a while, somebody comes back. So therefore, they go out of the way. It is their muhabbat and their love. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen, thumma ameen. I see Bobby is back with us this morning. He says that, AK, you heard, COVID is back in South Africa. How true is this? Are we going again into lockdown? Bobby, Ustad.
Bobby, they want to rob us. You must remember this. They want to rob us, my brother Bobby. You see, somebody sent me a message last night. Uh-huh. He said, AK, you know what happened? I asked him what happened. He said the petrol price increased so much that even COVID stopped spreading now. COVID said it's too expensive to spread around in South Africa because the petrol price, diesel price is too expensive. See, I give you a story, Bobby. You go Google it and see. You see our CR. You know CR. Cyril, right? Cyril mm-hmm. Ramaphosa. So we call him CR. So CR, some connection and some relative, he's involved in some fishy transactions and some deals. So it's not Cyril himself. It is his relative, his cousin. How much? 380 million. So yesterday's news, our South Africa. So what you want to do, that they want to distract us. You see, COVID is coming again, so we must forget Pala. COVID is coming again, so we must forget their own ministers are implicated in corruption and so forth. Mm. COVID is coming again, so there's just distraction, a sideshow. They can't be coming again, you must remember this, because now they know they lost billions and so forth. The last time, two dates in South African history, you must always remember, 27 April 1994, our first democratic elections, 27 March 2020, first lockdown in South African history, and it turned out to be a disaster. There's no pandemic. They made you fools and idiots, and I told you this. It was a scam-demic and a plan-demic, remember this. And all these doctors, Muslims, non-Muslims, were on the take. You must remember, they were getting something, maybe some kickback or something. So they are, this, you must close the mosque, you must close this. So it's the biggest mistake, and therefore you get cursed. Surah 42, verse 114. That those people who close the mosque, Quran Kareem says, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is disgrace in this worldly life, and in the year after, a grievous and horrible, terrible, big, great punishment. Almighty Allah says, chapter 2, verse 114, just now we're going to the mosque, when we enter, what we say? Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy. Our mosque, our masajid are the super spreader of Allah's mercy, not the super spreader of virus. Any person who says that, you can lose your iman, or you already lost your iman. So understand that this is all just playing with us and hurt mentality. People just want to be on the take, you understood? That they just want to collect, and make us fools. We must name them, shame them, and expose them.
Ustad, is a sister saying that, is it true, Mufti Saab, that Putin has cancer? And now I also read in the Daily News that he has Parkinson's. Is this true, Ustad?
Then next one, you will read that he got cancer, then he got this thing here, what he got there, Parkinson. Then next one, you will hear that he got leukemia and all that. All this is propaganda, because they know if they let Putin fall, then this whole Russian war will be finished. But Putin is too sharp for them. So Putin puts them in the right place. He's got America. They can't sleep. You must remember that. One side, Trump is troubling them. On the 8th of November is midterm elections next week, Tuesday. And all signs are Democrats will lose that, the House of Representatives. So Trump is a big headache for them and the Republican Party. Then Putin is another big problem for them. And then the Israeli far right, it seems, and what Bibi, they won the elections, whether by hook or by crook. The only reason Bibi is fighting for his life, because once he becomes prime minister, all the corruption charges, fraud charges against him will be thrown out. So that's what he does. Otherwise, if you have free and fair elections, and there's no, you know, outside interference or whatever, so then you must remember that this is their fifth election in 3.5, less than 4 years. The apartheid regime is cursed by Allah. Whether Bibi wins or not, for us is the same. Remember, the Jutlas are terrorists and thugs of the first order.
I've got here a new listener, Ustad. It's Sister Joyce. She says, morning, AK, will we all see God on the day of judgment? So will we be able to tell lies on that day? Joyce from Natal, Ustad.
Thank you very much, my sister Joyce. You bring joy to us with your questions. Very good question. Almighty Allah answers the question that you posed in the Noble Quran. For people who are Muslims, true Muslims, devoted, dedicated Muslims, they will be in Jannah and Paradise. Almighty Allah will address them. Oh, do you, for Rahman, my special honorable guest, do you need anything else? They will say, oh Allah, what more can we ask for? We just desire, immediately it's there. There's nothing. Allah says, no. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. There's still one bonus I'm to give you. What is the bonus, my beloved Allah? Allah says, هُجُوهٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّيَا نَاظِرَةٍ. That the true believers, Muslims, they will see Almighty Allah. And we make the dua supplication, اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. Oh, beloved Allah, we beg of you that we have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance. But if a person who's sane and mature and he dies on any ism besides Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, whatever, so remember, Almighty Allah states, Kalla, innahum ar-rabbihim yawma idhil mahjubun. They will not see Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, and that will be one of their biggest regrets, because you must remember, to see Almighty Allah will be the greatest and one of the greatest bounties which Almighty Allah has conferred upon people entering Jannah and Paradise. So that is where we are. Second one, can we lie on the day of justice? So Almighty Allah answers this. Yeah, we stand or we stand, we sit, we jump, we run on this land and sand. Go read, my sister Joyce, chapter 99 of the Noble Quran. So when the day of Qiyamah, the day, the last day is ushered in, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Go read the first 5-6 verses of chapter 99 and see what happens. Almighty Allah says, this land and sand will bear testimony against you, O human being. Your own body, your limbs, your organs will bear testimony against you. Surah Yasin, chapter 36, Almighty Allah states, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwaihim wa tukallimuna aydihim, that the mouth will be sealed and the hands and the feet and all that will bear testimony against that person. The angels will come with the book of deeds and the report. Yes, everything. So when that person sees all that, are you guilty? He says yes. Any mitigating circumstances? No. So therefore we believe when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And when he enters Jahannam, the hellfire, then remember it is adlan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. 8:30 to 9 today will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mawzahid Khan. Then 11 to 12, wonderful lesson we have on jurisprudence. The idda, when there's divorce or the husband passes away, the waiting period for the widow or the divorcee. So all that in detail discussion. 1 to 2 will be tafsir. Today, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, we complete Surah Mursalat, chapter 77, and 29 Jews, 29 parts of the Noble Quran. So today, my whole day, I'm in Makupani, Potis, and tomorrow also Jummah, and after that, after lunch and so forth, then we'll proceed to Polokwane, Petersburg. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.